Pittsburgh's police department says it wants more Black officers. African Americans are underrepresented on the force. Some members of Pittsburgh's Black community say the city could do more. 90.5 WESA's Ariel Worthy reports.
36-23. Reggie Island didn't grow up wanting to be a police officer. As a kid, he even felt racially profiled by police. He says his parents taught him that as a Black man, he should be more careful interacting with cops.
Me growing up, my parents always told me to respect the cops, respect any type of authority figure, and just do what they say now so that you can be able to fight for it later.
But Island was interested in criminal justice and became a Pittsburgh cop after college. His partner was Calvin Hall, a Black officer who was shot and killed while off duty in July. Island said he and Hall would talk frequently about the need for more Black officers in Pittsburgh, and they wanted to patrol areas like Allegheny Dwellings.
These are all predominantly Black areas, and to be able to patrol these areas, you should have somebody that's like the community in that community, patrolling that community. It just gives them more of a comfort.
Like many urban police departments, Pittsburgh has had a hard time recruiting Black officers. Police statistics show that 13% of its officers are Black. That's in a city where nearly a quarter of its population is African American.
Peace, brother.
Local activist Jasiri X says to get more Black people to apply for police jobs, the department must earn their trust. Jasiri says that doing that would require getting rid of officers with a history of disciplinary problems.
If there are officers that are constantly involved in cases of brutality or even cases of domestic violence, those officers need to be removed.
City officials say they do fire officers for misconduct, but sometimes the police union gets them reinstated. Meanwhile, Police Chief Scott Schubert is using training to change the department's culture. He says the goal is to increase officers' quote, racial intelligence, and to teach them that how they feel can affect the way they do their job.
You know, if they come to work and they're upset and they're angry, they're going to go out on the street and potentially be angry. And that's not good for the community, that's not good for the officer, that's not good for the department.
Schubert says he believes the new training will build trust, which could help with hiring in the long run.
But I think if you build that trust in a community, I think you have more of an opportunity for people who, even if there's still some level of distrust, know that there's hope and they can be the change that they want to see.
This isn't just a local problem. Sonia Pruitt heads the National Black Police Association. She says her organization sees similar issues nationally. She says she thinks that Black people do like the police, but they don't like misconduct. She says if police are serious about their efforts, they may have to recruit from elsewhere.
You're going to have to take some trips or something. You know, maybe you can do some outreach and go to places where there are people who look like the people that you want to hire.
The city has gone to Howard University in Washington, D.C. to find Black recruits. It also uses social media for recruitments, and officers attend events in mostly Black Pittsburgh neighborhoods. Some Black Pittsburghers are getting the message. Dre Gordon is a recent graduate from Nazareth Prep in Emsworth. He says he got interested in becoming an officer after police visited his school. And a big reason he wants to join the force is the number of Black people dying at the hands of police.
That was one of the things that motivated me to say, like, yes, I want to be a police officer because I want to be in those situations because I feel like I can probably read those situations a little better.
Gordon said initially many of his family and friends didn't support his desire to become an officer. But after he explained why, they understood. Gordon said he thinks the police could get more Black officers if they went to more urban schools.
I don't think they reach out to, like, Pittsburgh public schools that well. I just think I got reached out because I went to a Catholic school.
A representative from Pittsburgh Public Schools said while they don't have recruitment fairs with the police, Westinghouse does offer a program for students who are interested in becoming emergency responders. The Westinghouse's student body is mostly Black, and the program had its first graduating class this year. So it's too soon to say if it will help turn hiring trends around. I'm Ariel Worthy, 90.5 WESA News.